Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Daniel is looking for a second date update with a lady named Lila. Hey, Daniel, how are you, man?
Good. It's good to talk to you. I'm actually not really sure if it's good to talk to you or not, because I hear a lot of dumbass men on the show, so hopefully I don't end up as one of them.
You don't want to be one of those.
Okay.
So I met this girl on Tinder, and we were messaging back and forth quite a bit. Seemed like we were really hitting it off, like we really like each other, and, you know, just wanted to see if something was there and do like an in-person meet to test that out, you know? And it was good. She was really nice and friendly and had great style and was attractive, and I could be totally off base, but I thought we had a good conversation. She seemed to like smile a lot and whatever. And I didn't like receive any indication or notice that like anything was off. So I thought it wouldn't like, oh, great. At the end, I just walked to her car. We did a little elbow bump. I said, I'd call her later. She said, okay. And then she drove off into the sunset and I never heard from her again. And then that was, yeah, like last week, maybe on Tuesday or Thursday. So I don't know. I'm just like, can you guys help figure this out? Because I just am like a little lost, you know?
Yeah, so when she said okay, when you said I'll text you later and she said okay, did that sound like an enthusiastic okay? Were you disappointed that it was just an elbow bump? Like, what vibe were you getting from her?
I was getting a totally regular vibe. I mean, I think these days, you know, you got to be a little bit more careful. You can't just sort of throw caution to the wind as much. So it was totally normal. And the okay was like a smile, you know? It was like, it wasn't like an eye roll okay, like, right, just get me out of here, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. I could totally have misread the situation, you know?
And then just on a curious note here, like, how long does one message back and forth before deciding, I'd like to see this person in person? Like, for Lila, how long did you guys chat before you had your lunch?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it sort of depends on what the tenor of the meetup is going to be, you know what I mean? But we were messaging back and forth for like a couple of days pretty regularly, maybe like 3 or 4.
Yeah, because I know people who, honest to God, will chat for weeks before they even consider getting together again, which I just think is like, how well do you have to get to know someone?
Really well.
I guess so. And I can't tell you how many times, and I hear that on Second Date Update, and after all these weeks of thinking, yeah, we are soulmates, we're going to see each other in person, it's going to be wonderful, and then it just falls flat.
Yeah.
I don't have that much to talk about over the next 2 weeks.
It reminds me of that show, though, that Love is Blind show.
Yeah.
They chatted with each other through the wall for seemingly four weeks.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was probably a few days, but that's what it seems like. They talked and talked and talked and talked and then finally could go out on a date.
But when you two met in person, it felt very good to you. It felt all right.
Yeah, man. It felt like a good date. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I've been wrong before, so I don't know.
I'm also taking like a little mini poll here. I'm going to start asking this question. Have you been blown off before?
Have I been blown? Well, here's the thing. I've been blown off in a situation where I was like, ugh, that did not go well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like, whatever. You know, if it happens again, maybe it's worth giving it another shot.
Yeah.
But I haven't been blown off in a situation where I was like, hey, that went pretty well, you know?
Right. Then I'll tell you what, let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll call Lila and see what she thought of Daniel and her lunch date with him coming up. His Second Date Update continues on Cincinnati's Q102. Daniel met Lila on Tinder, and after chatting back and forth for a couple days, they decided to get together in person for lunch. The lunch was lovely, lots of smiles. She seemed to get along great, as these dates often do. He walks her to her car, elbow bump, and that was more than a week ago. This is not the first time Daniel's been blown off, but it's the first time he's cared enough to do anything about it. So unless there's anything else we need to know before we make the call, Daniel, now's the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can't I can't really think of anything else. I don't know. Maybe it was my, like, eating habits. I don't know. Maybe I chew too loud or something like that.
Well, we've had crazier. So let's see. Hi, can we speak to Lila, please?
This is Lila.
Lila, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102.
I'm not kidding. I was just thinking of calling you guys this week.
You were thinking of calling us?
Yeah, I had this weird lunch date.
Seriously?
But I wanted to talk to see if anyone else had this sort of experience in this COVID madness that's been going on.
Well, that is kind of funny because we're calling about that lunch date.
Is it? So, okay.
Daniel called us for a second date update on you.
Yeah.
Well, that's not shocking. Daniel and I had been messaging for a couple days, and, you know, everything was going fine. He seemed real nice. And we met up at this restaurant for lunch, and I'm not trying to be rude, but he smelled like he had taken a bath in Lysol. Oh. And I used to clean houses on the side, so I know exactly what that smells like. I could recognize it from anywhere. And it wasn't like he just walked through a room that had just been disinfected or whatever. No, 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 no. It smelled like he filled a bathtub full of Lysol and soaked in it for an hour.
I don't know. Maybe he did. Daniel is on the line with us. Daniel, did you take a bath in Lysol before going to your lunch?
Okay. No, no, I can explain that. So my sense of smell is actually, like, not very good. It's kind of damaged because when I was a kid, I got hit by a post office truck. So, like, it kind of messed up my sense of smell. So I did use some Lysol. So that would probably explain, you know, why that smell was there and why I didn't realize why it was so strong. And the reason I did that was because I had a coworker that morning leave work because she wasn't feeling good. And so our boss sent her out to get tested for COVID. And I thought maybe some of her germs are on me. I'll just, like, totally spray myself with this Lysol and kill them all. So, you know, I was just trying to be safe, you know.
You're being proactive.
I'm still trying to get past. I got hit by it.
I know. I'm just picturing. I looked it up because I was like, that's a special, specific truck, the Grumman LLV.
Yeah, that's a truck. There was a whole lawsuit, so I know specifically, it was that truck.
I've heard a lot of things happen to kids as they're growing up, and when I was a kid, I got hit by a post office truck.
This is just a lot.
I'm sorry, and that's not funny. I'm really glad you're okay.
It's just left field.
Just, I did not see that coming. And when you said you were having a problem with your sense of smell, immediately I went to COVID.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man, does he have the COVID?
I don't think I do. You know, I don't think I do. So I've never really been able to smell very good after that accident. So I was just spraying myself with a bunch of Lysol just in case, you know.
How does that sit with you as far as explanations go, Lila?
Okay, I'm sorry about your head injury, but if you wanted to be safe, you should have canceled our date. I mean, who goes out to a restaurant and meets with people if you've been in contact with somebody who's sick right now? Like, what is your problem?
Yeah, no, I know, but I mean, she didn't, I knew she didn't have it. Like, she wasn't coughing or anything, and she ended up testing negative. She was just, like, feeling bad, you know? So it was fine.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good for her, but you're kind of an idiot, so...
Can I just ask, like, what kind of settlement does one get after being hit by a post office? I'm just curious
that, Jeffrey.
What the payout is or something like that.
They actually found me at fault, so I didn't wind up receiving any kind of settlement, which is sort of a bummer, yeah.
All right. That's disappointing.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm always doing stupid things. Like, yeah, I shouldn't have gone out after somebody was sick, but maybe that's just, like, my brains are still kind of scrambled, you know?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, girl.
Well, if it was your fault, they may have been scrambled prior to the accident.
We are going to leave this man alone. He had a horrible thing happen. Do you want to get, could you imagine getting hit by a truck?
I'm just listening to this convo as an outsider.
This child, and then your sense of smell is all messed up.
Can you imagine getting hit by a Toyota Solara as you're passing by a Subway sub shop?
I wasn't driving the Solara.
Oh.
This is dating in 2020, though. For sure.
My friend Meg, just a couple weeks ago, got hit by a car. She was cutting her grass.
Oh, my God.
How does that even happen?
That's what happened.
She felt bad. She ran into the backyard.
Now I have so many more questions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Daniel, I'm sorry, man. It doesn't sound like Lila's up for a second date. I don't want to speak for you, Lila, but...
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I'm not sure, like, dousing yourself with Lysol is a good plan either.
Yeah.
It's not going to cover up all that's happening with that, no.
All right, ma'am.
Nope.
Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
We appreciate you putting yourself out there. And Lila, thank you for coming on Second Date Update.
Oh, thank you.
Great minds.
Exactly.
Take it easy.
Bye.
All right. You need our help with the Second Date Update? Just shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.